Introducing Instagram Teen Accounts, a new way to keep your teen safer as they grow, like making sure they always have their seatbelt on.
All right, sweetie pie, buckle up. Good job.
Or ring the bell on their bike.
Okay, kid, give it a try. Nice.
Or remember their elbow pads.
Knees too, okay? Yep, there you go.
New Instagram Teen Accounts. Automatic protections for who can contact your teen and the content they can see.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
On News Talk.
Now, we're coming to you from the Glasshouse Hotel overlooking the Garavogue River in Sligo as part of News Talk's summer tour. We have lots of things in the programme, much about Sligo, but a lot more besides. And I'm joined now by Colin Feely, who's the CEO of Sligo Rovers, and by Niall Moran, who's centre midfielder for Sligo Rovers. Good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat.
I want to talk to you about what happened last week. Tell me about the drama.
So we played Ballytown in the Europa Conference League second leg. We were 2-1 up from the first leg, and we had a bit of a ropey start. We went 1-0 down, and then after that, it was quite a long night. We had a few chances ourselves, and Bala had chances too to go through. Our goalkeeper, Ed, and the rest of the lads made some good saves, some good blocks and everything, so... At the end of it, it came down to a penalty shootout. And
okay,
thankfully
talk me through the penalty shootout, because Niall Moran is here as well. Did you take part in it?
I didn't, no. I wasn't at that stage,
so
thankfully.
How does a player feel when you're not one of the selected?
Well, I was
Is it relief or is it...
A bit of both, to be honest. Yeah. Obviously, a lot of pressure on all the lads that did take a penalty kick, but... you know, it was very nervous watching on. You know, I felt for them, really. So, thankfully, they all put the ball in the back of the net.
How are the players selected? I mean, are you asked to put your hand up, or does the manager or the captain say, I know who's going to take these penalties?
I think it comes down to the manager, and obviously, some players might want to take one, some players might not want to. So, I think it's a bit of both there, yeah.
And tell me about your keeper.
Super keeper, yeah. Yeah. Listen, he's kept us in plenty of games this season. Kept us in the game the last day, and obviously was the hero of the shootout, so we're all very grateful.
So what way did the order go? I mean, you scored all five. So at what point did Ed McGuinty save?
I think they went first. They scored their first
third. And the last one, obviously, then. It was actually 4-3. We took four, scored them all. The lads took really good penalties.
When you reach four, they could not match because they'd run out of
shots. Yeah, we had one remaining, but we didn't need it, obviously.
You didn't need it,
yeah,
okay.
Thank God.
Wow. Now, what does it mean to progress in the Europa League? First of all, it's great for the fans and it's great for the club, although it might have an impact on your home form. Who knows? You know, the kind of hangover from a great victory like that. But financially, it must be a big bonanza.
It really helps us. You know, it's brilliant getting through a round in Europe. We haven't done so since, I think, 2014 was the last time we'd done it. And again, at times the other night, we were all nervous as to whether we would or we wouldn't. But thankfully, we did in the end. And it's always a help, not just financially, but just the whole town. It really comes together, you know, for a second leg now against Motherwell. We only have a few tickets left for it. They're selling really fast. They're on sale again today from the showgrounds for anyone who hasn't got them yet. And we would really urge people to get to the showgrounds and get their tickets today or tomorrow before they're sold out, so they can get and hopefully experience another big European night next week.
Okay, so progression in Europe, it's important, obviously, for the club's reputation, for the well-being of the players, but also it does significantly help with the budgets at the end of the year, and you're the CEO. You've got to raise the money, you've got to find the money.
Yeah, it helps a lot, but I suppose it doesn't go the full way towards what we're trying to run. We have other important things we still need to do to fundraise. Our local community are brilliant that way, you know, they really get behind us and back us. You know, at the minute, we've just launched our big annual draw, which is still massively important to us with or without the European money. So it's really important that we don't get carried away with this. We still need to focus on what we need to do as normal, which we do every year, to get us through and to make sure we have the best possible teams on the pitch, whether that's at the academy level, the women's level, or at the men's senior level.
When you walked in, I'm looking around for a middle-aged man with graying at the temples maybe carrying a few extra kilos, the typical CEO. Instead, this very young man. You know, you're getting old when Garda on the beat look young.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a CEO, and the guy comes in wearing a t-shirt and shorts, and looks half the age of the typical CEO. How do you get that job?
I suppose I've been a supporter since I was 3 or 4, then eventually came in and started working with the club. I was part of the backroom staff and just kind of worked my way through and got to this job where I'm currently at. And I'm an easygoing guy, I like to keep fit and play football myself, and I think that helps me when going into work to a fairly stressful environment. It's good to have other things going on as well.
Well, not having met either of you before, and I know one of the centre midfielder, and I'm wondering which of these two guys is the footballer. But it's Niall, it's you.
Definitely Niall,
You're a Leitrim man, Niall, is that right?
That's
originally.
Right, yeah.
Tell us how you got involved in football.
So I would have played, I suppose, a lot of sports when I was younger. I would have played football for Carrick Town. And I suppose I got to a decision stage where I had to choose between sports, the likes of Gaelic and football and all that. So for whatever reason, I decided on football, and it's taken me on an amazing journey. And
was it weighing up best chance of glory? Playing for Leitrim, will it ever happen? Will I ever get to Croke Park? Or playing for Sligo Rovers, will I ever get to Europe, for instance? And you're there.
Yeah. I suppose it is a big thing. It's something you dream of as a kid, playing big European nights. But I suppose at the time, it was just kind of the one I enjoyed more. And, thankfully, it's worked out well for me.
Yeah. So you guys are all professional. You're full-time professionals. That it must be a dream come true.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like I just said, it's something you dream of as a kid. To be able to play football as your job. So it's great to be able to wake up every day and do something that you love.
Yeah. Do your ambitions extend beyond? I mean, would you, if someone came knocking on your door and you were offered a trial for a lower division English club, what would you do?
I suppose I would consider it.
Colin is looking at you askance.
I won't say too much, but when you see lads that have been here, like the likes of Johnny Kenny, John Mahan, they've all gone on to bigger and better things, over in Scotland, and everyone that does play the game, they've aspirations of playing at the highest level. So hopefully someday a chance does come a knocking, and I might be able to take it.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, you've got a domestic season. How's it going?
Yeah, we're just over halfway through it. We're in fifth position at the minute. So the aim is to obviously keep going, improve and get back up the table a little bit. The top three secures European football.
Yeah.
And the fourth position might do so also. And a good cup run is also a priority. That starts on Sunday week at home to Wexford. So that's important to us. Yeah, we have big aspirations for the rest of the season to get back up
to
the league.
And it never ends. Even after you're celebrating the latest triumph against Bally, you have to look to the next one and the next one.
It's a busy all year round, really. Even the season finishes in November, but from then until the next season, it's all about preparing for that season. So it's a 24/7 and 12 month gig, really.
You mentioned the support that you get. I mean, do you pack out every week in your ground?
We wouldn't do, no. There's always other stuff on locally, and families now, especially with the costs, the rise of living costs, it's not easy for people to get to the games every week, but they do support us in every way they can. We'd probably be averaging probably 2,500 this season far, which is decent. So yeah, it depends as well, maybe the type of game, the opposition, that the crowds will increase. But we were sold out last week for the Ballytown game, which is brilliant to see, and we'll be sold out again next week for Motherwell at home. So yeah, the crowds are brilliant and they really get behind the lads.
Yeah, and the more of the European football they get, the more likely you are to pack out as they follow
your voyage. Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, but good European results and the crowd always come along and support you in the league games after that and whatever. It's just a good buzz around the place and it brings people through the doors. Yeah.
Well, look, thank you very much for coming in and sharing your latest triumph. And we look forward to next week and the challenges that lie ahead. Colin Feely, who's the CEO of Sligo Rovers, and Niall Moran, centre midfielder. Thank you very much both for joining us in our temporary studio here in the Glasshouse Hotel.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.